That is it. That we on now.
Get your drag off.
You can hear me pretty good?
Yeah.
I ain't got no headphones today, so we're going to have to like just do it the best way that we can. But yes, you're absolutely right. Being in somebody's
phone
as my clothes is crazy. So we out here at Ski Beach right now, podcasting, living our best life, doing the best that we can.
Didn't make it here today.
And I'm running into a bunch of people that I haven't I haven't seen in like years. And so for sure, someone popped up that I seen like in my past life. And my past life meaning that when I was out here running around doing like fuck shit and whatnot, and it's crazy now. So to see them is dope. But then like the story, I'm not gonna go into the story because it involves my mans and stuff like that. But I just my clothes is here. That's what we gonna call it. My clothes. Now I will say this: I tossed up on the woman's clothes. That's why we call her my clothes and whatnot. But yeah, that's the reason. That's the reason why her name is like that in the phone. How you been, man? You good?
Almost didn't make it here today.
I'm glad that you made it, though. You are the only white man that we've seen.
My white... Yo, check it. But see, check the energy of the day. My white shame came to get me on Juneteenth. It was like, you ain't going nowhere. We got to stop you right here.
It's coming back in the background. If y'all hear music and stuff like that, everybody's got like music playing underneath each tent.
Everybody
is outside, and we out here trying to document like this moment in history. So my man Ali Tay came out here last Juneteenth, and he just said, hey, everybody bring a tent, fuck it, we barbecuing. And so now this year, there's a lot of black people out here. I swear that we at 5% like right now as we speak. We got my man Jeff out here pouring party favors for his significant other.
Hey, y'all got a grill? He wasn't trying to catch up.
With his own links. I ain't even mad at him. My man came with his own links. He's on time right now.
He's good for that. He's always good to bring something to your house.
You need that, though.
Yeah.
Listen, you hit a topic. You can't come to somebody's house empty-handed. Now, knowing you always come to somebody's house with stuff to bring in. Whether it be drinks, food, whatever it may be. You're about as black as they come now when I think about it.
Man.
I'm just trying to say that.
So I went to the bathroom about 50 feet away, and I got stopped like 6 times.
From people you ain't seen in years, huh?
From all different walks of life.
From a man that says he's not famous.
And more than one person said, I saw you half a mile away.
I know it was you.
You was the easiest person to pinpoint this whole day.
Bro, it's
and everybody drunk. So to know it was me. Yeah, shout out to White Claw.
Go ahead, lead us in with the music while I get us going real quick, man. So we out here at Ski Beach. It's the Juneteenth celebration. It's just beautiful to be out here. We got the DJ booth to my right. We got a plethora of black people to my left and right and my front and behind me. And it's just good to see people out here.
The funny thing is you ain't got no headphones. And you going to hear this and be like, what?
Nah, it's all good. I'm going to put me on low real quick so that they can hear me real quick. So they can know what I'm saying. I'm gonna introduce the podcast. Is the music playing right now?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Listen, I don't care. You can be at your mama's house, your auntie's house, your grandmama's house. You can be out here at Ski Beach. You can be out here at any of the various locations that we've been at. You can be at the Soul Swap Meet, living your best life. You can be out here with your cousins, whoever it may be, man. You could be anywhere in the world. My girl fixing my pants right now behind me. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Living my best.
It's like a ventilation. Take it to where it came from.
Is the music playing right now?
It is playing right now, man.
Is it coming in good?
Yes, yeah. I got this.
It don't look good on the thing.
Well, shit, man. There's all this other shit going on.
Yeah.
I can hear it fine. They'll be all right.
All right, they're listening.
They'll be all right.
Listen, I want to welcome y'all to the You Wasn't Outside podcast episode 43.
Oh, man, there's too many people here, man. And cut my shit off. all right, let's just get into it.
Make it hot.
We had a quick little too much data out here.
There's too much data out here.
They shut me down for 8 seconds.
Let me get the headphones real quick just so that I can know. There we go. Yeah, I know it sucks, huh? It's terrible without it, man. I'm trying to tell you it's terrible without it.
Let me know when the hook come in so I can turn this off when we get going. So much chrome on my
bench. You see your face in my rims. We out here living. Oh, Jeff is on. He's coming on early. Jeff's not playing. We playing music real quick.
Is it on the hook yet?
Yeah, you can slowly fade it in.
Fade it out. Shout out to White Claw.
Fade it out. Listen. I want to welcome y'all to the You Wasn't Outside podcast, episode 43. I'm one of your hosts, not doing the most. Norman Last Call. To my frontish left, I got my man at Just Lex. And to his left, we got my man Jeff. Jeff, what is your Instagram name again?
Just Jeff.
Not Just Jeff.
Fuck Jeff.
Jeff, get in front of the mic. You got to live your. You got to get. There you go.
AKA, you already know it's Alonzo. No.
Why he changed his voice, though?
He's a different guy.
He turned his tone down.
Yeah, that's his sexy
this is
tone.
Me. This that, is me.
You already wiped up behind me.
Me.
He living
the 1,000 me.
That's him.
All right, man.
Hey, he is I and I am him.
Slim with the tilted grin.
There we go. See, look, nobody else is going to know that, man. Hold on. Let me put a little bit of sex on it. Let me put a little bit of sex. Hold up. Where's it at?
He said, no, I'm good. You got a headphone. This is weird without headphones.
Here we go. That's what I need. There we go.
Norman Last Call.
I'm glad.
Norman Last Call. And Just Lex, Just Lex, Just Lex, Just Lex. Here we go. I'm going to welcome y'all to the You Wasn't Outside podcast, episode 43. I'm one of your hosts, not doing the most. Norman Last Call. I said it twice.
Three times.
Yeah. I got to make sure. So
it's gonna be a 2-hour episode.
Hey, yo, tell me what's been going on with you, man. What's happening?
Well, I'm in better spirits now that she found some parking.
Thought you was gonna have to leave.
You was
early.
Out here about to get my ass whipped on Father's Day.
As a man that didn't think he was popular, you know a lot of people that's out here around here
no,
right
I,
now.
No, I know a lot of people, but I'm not famous.
You get
supposed to, no. I would expect to know more people at something like this than in the everyday world.
So it changes up for you.
Like, what did Chris Rock say
to Kevin Hart? What did he say?
He said, you famous. Chris Rock is white people famous. So, yeah. But, yeah, man, it's beautiful out here.
So
there's a lot of I seen the motorcycle gangs. I seen some OGs, some real gangsters. There's a lot of ass out.
Yeah, you can find whatever you're trying to look for out here
families,
right now.
There's a lot of people. I swear, that's a brand newborn baby about to walk next to us. That shit is nuts. You see this right here?
That's a newborn baby.
Fam, and I saw who he was walking with, and that was one of the people I was not trying to see.
Bro really wiped his face right now he was in the pool pit,
There's
too.
There's definitely a lot of people I seen that I wasn't trying to see, but they didn't notice me yet. And now that I'm under the tent, I'm not as bright. So they're like, oh, yeah, you ain't out here. But, yeah, man, I almost didn't make it here today.
So explain that to
me
a little bit.
My white shame tried to come get me from inside.
So what happened? Tell us all you went through just to get out here right now.
Man, so all week, every day for like 20, 30 minutes, I've been having some real sharp abdominal pains, right? And I didn't, you know.
Listen, before you get into your message, if you have sharp abdominal pain, make sure you go to the doctor.
Right, but see, I was being a man, and I was like, nah.
Yeah, don't do that.
I'll get through. It's only 20, 30 minutes, right? And then this morning at like 5:30, it hit me again. I was like, fuck. And it wouldn't stop. I got to like 7:15 before I popped like a Tylenol. And I ain't the pill guy. Like, I don't take pills for nothing. And so
not
I popped one of those, and you know, she being the responsible one was like, yo, go to urgent care. So I went and did that. I hate urgent care because even though I'd be the first one there, I'd still be in there 2-3 hours. And based on everything that was happening, I was like, yo, shit, I got kidney stones. And kidney stones ain't no joke. Like, shout out to all the women, but don't tell me I don't know your pain no more. you know what I mean? And so they ran all this blood. They ran all these tests. You know, there was a little blood in the pee, and that's because these stones ain't little pebbles, man. They jagged rocks, so when they be moving through your tract area, they might slice it up a little bit. And then they ran through everything, and then he was like, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know what you got. Like, we did 2 x-rays, we did the blood, and it sounds like kidney stones, but I can't confirm it, so you need to go to the ER. And I was like, yo, I've been in here 3 hours, I'm about to go pod real quick, and then I'll get to the ER when I feel like it.
So you going back to the ER after this is all said and done?
I feel great right now, actually. They gave me this the most, like, I'm cool with needles, right, like getting shots, and they gave me the most painful shot I ever had. I was like, yo, what the fuck was in there? I thought it was like a lace batch of hair on.
Yeah.
And then they was like, nah, this is super effective. I was like, it better be. But no, I feel great right now. I don't feel no type of stomach pain. I went to the bathroom. I peed. Everything was great. But that's how all my days have been. It's only been like a 20, 30 minute stint that it feel like this.
Yeah.
So I need to go to the ER to rule out some other shit. They're thinking it might be gallstones, which is a little different than kidney stones. It's a different area. But honestly, the way I'm feeling right now, I'd rather just post up here and get there when I get there.
It's crazy because, like, and when you say that, because it's like we spent a good majority of our time in the house.
Yeah, man.
And so it's like, yo, the one time that you can get outside, it's
my
like,
white
yo,
shame was coming
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, it's like nah, you got to be in the house. Nah, bro. Like, I'm trying
and
to
grab
be
my gallbladder and say, you know what you did.
Nah, and you know what? The great thing is we got a tent out here. We got food. We got good company. We got people walking by the tent and stuff like that.
A lot of love out here.
A lot of love, and I feel for you because it's like, yo, in the back of your mind, it's like, damn, I want to take care of my health, but damn, I've been in the house for a year and a half.
No, no. Back of my mind was only about her getting parking. Because
so you're going to have a good time no matter
yeah,
what.
No, yeah. I said, that's why the doctor said, well, I said, yo, fuck the ER. Like, I'm outside today. I'll get there when I get there. Like I said, I feel good right now. I was only paranoid because she was like, I'll drop you off. I'm not trying to deal with all the parking. I'll take the kids around the block a little bit. We'll post up. You pod, do what you got to do, and then we back out. But then as soon as I pull up, it wouldn't be a You Wasn't Outside episode if Carl didn't forget something.
Yeah, I did.
And so he said,
shout out to your wife
for
looking
like
out for
the
us.
Most important part
I didn't
of the
forget.
Power source.
I feel like it was taken out of the bag. That's how I
right,
feel right
but either
now.
Way,
like, I feel
like
it was taken out of the bag.
But she said, yo, but he don't ever check for nothing.
Nah, she got me wrong on this one. I checked the whole room.
It don't matter.
That's how
say
I check.
Because,
like, in my mind,
right,
nothing leaves the room.
I get you.
So when the room was like completely empty and I didn't see what I needed,
but when
out
you have
there,
the track record that we got when we setting up outside, you probably should check.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad that you made it and we outside
so,
right now.
So before we left, she was like super like, let me cater to you. It's Father's Day weekend. You in pain right now? And as soon as I said, hey, so he wants you to go to Walmart and get an extension cord. All that shit went out the window.
Father's Day weekend is now and
but
now
like
concluded.
I said, as soon as she called and said, where y'all at? I was like, oh, she found
listen,
parking.
I gave her the biggest hug.
Tell
I'm
me,
so, th- I'm
tell
so
me
thankful.
My, but you saw how my spirit
behind
changed.
Every strong man is a black woman.
Right.
You too. You're in that voice right now.
Yeah.
Me, nothing big. So we can go ahead and announce what's going on with me, man. So I will be getting a new job soon. So July 2nd is my last date. And I've been just out here grinding at work trying to hurry up and get finished. So that's where I've been at. You wanted to announce that two podcasts ago. They had to get me through backgrounds
just in case.
I've been to jail and stuff like that. So I never, you know, I've been out of trouble and whatnot, but I've been living my best life. One time for me. Dang, there's man. So many phones out here that
there's
like
a lot. Yeah, the data man's fucking everybody up.
My shit is not
everybody too. But see, here's the thing too: when you get all these people from different walks of life, different sets, all this other, it's love right now. But there's a lot of people I know or I've seen around town.
Shout out to the different sets.
And I've seen a lot of Hennessy around here.
Oh, yeah. We got Henny here.
Nah.
Listen, to any of our listeners, if we sound crazy and you don't want to make it through, I've had a few drinks, but I'm trying to give y'all
completely sober. I'll get us
that's
through,
great.
Baby.
And I've been trying to you lead us. This is the first time that I've recorded a pod like this since the first 10 episodes of Grown Folks
yeah,
Business
I know
Podcast.
How it goes.
So, but yeah. All right, man, let's get into some shit, man. Let's just go ahead.
Man, I hate hosting parties. Let me just get this birthday shit out the way.
Whose birthday is it?
Last week.
All right, get it out the way real quick.
And it was like how the universe was trying to get me to not win today.
Yeah.
That's how the party was last week.
Mm.
So, you know, the little one turned 3.
Amen.
The little one. The big little one turned 3 or whatever. And like you was over here talking, oh, he's about to get his Subway sandwiches and blah, blah, blah. And so she's like, oh, we need to get a spot. Go to the park, 7:30 in the morning.
We got
to
talk about that pepperoni and sausage that you had coming up, though. that every pizza had pepperoni and sausage on
well,
it.
Well, I'm going to get to that point.
I was mad at that.
I understand, but you got. I'm about to tell you why.
The ants was fighting, too.
I understand. Let me tell you why. She said, go take your ass out there, 7:30, get a spot. I'm like, yo, it's Sunday. It's not Saturday. And we're not, like, under the whatever that everybody be at for their parties at a park. We in the middle of the grass.
Yeah.
With canopies and shit.
Chitlin' circuit. That's what I like to call it.
Yeah, I noticed. So she sent me out there at 7:30 in the morning. I throw some tables out. I go back to the house. I can walk to the house in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We start getting ready, and it's hectic because, you know, trying to get a whole family together. We got family in the house. It's hectic. A lot of shit going on. And then they get to the park. Oh, I thought you brought both tables. I did. One of them got stolen.
Mm.
So, and of course, the one that got stolen is the one I don't own. So now I got to go buy another one. for the people who's
you live in the neighborhood where shit shouldn't be stolen from.
Right,
you.
There's hoodlums everywhere though.
Yeah, that's facts.
And
that's
it wasn't an
I'm
area.
I'm glad you recognize
it. It wasn't an area where you would think like, oh, someone put this out their house, it must be free. Like we was in the back, way back there at the park. Anyway, so now we're like irritated, and you know we low sleep, other you know random shit, chaotic stuff. And then she's like, all right, I need you to go pick up the food. So I call Subway. And they're like, huh? And I'm always talking to people who are on their very first day of the job. I say, yo, can you give me 3 party platters? They're like, I'm going to have to ask my manager. Like, what you mean? So the manager gets on the phone. And I'm like, can I get 3 party platters? Like, oh. I'm like, aren't y'all Subway? Isn't this what y'all do, make sandwiches? And I was like, do y'all not have enough meat? Not enough bread? Like, can you do this for me?
So the Lord was on my side at that point.
And she said, yeah. She said, oh, I can start working on that for you. When do you need it? I said, ASAP. Oh, yeah, it might take a few hours. I said, never mind. I'm good. Yeah. I called a different Subway. They're like, nah, we don't take no orders like that to like 3 days in advance. And so I'm like, all right. That's a, she's like, just go to Costco. I call Costco. Costco's like, yeah, it's going to be like an hour or two wait. I'm like, damn, man. But I went to Costco. I had to go to Costco to get ice. And, you know, you got to wait in line at Costco to get a pizza. You can't just roll up talking about I ordered already. So I ordered Costco. As soon as I get there, the line was whatever. And I was like, all right, not too bad. I go in there to get some ice. They're like, oh, we don't do ice at this location. So I'm like, fuck. Then I come back out for the pizza. The line done ran halfway around the block. I was like, all right, fuck it. I ain't doing it. So I called Domino's.
Mm.
So I go next door to Walmart. I grabbed, they had 2 bags of ice left. Because when I pulled up, she was looking at me like, oh, you cheap motherfucker. And I was like, nah, this is all they had. 2 10-pound bags of ice. I called Domino's. Now, Domino's, you know, they got the 2 for $5.99 medium joints, right?
You're right, right.
That's
right.
The best shit you be on. But on the phone, I heard, oh, 2 large for $12.99. So I'm thinking, like, oh, which one makes more economical sense? So right. The guy gets on the phone. I say, yo, does it make more sense to get 2 of the large for $12.99 or 4 mediums? Because that would be the same price. And he's like, what do you mean? And I was like, okay, are 2 medium pizzas bigger than 1 large pizza? He said, oh, yeah, definitely. I said, cool. So it makes more sense because it doesn't make sense to you do your little 2 for $12.99 large deal when I can just do double up on the $5.99 shit. He said, man, I don't know no math. You just going to have to tell me what you want, man. I was like, yeah, I feel you. So now I'm in panic mode because I don't know. I don't make no guest list. I don't do nothing but run errands and pay for stuff. So I don't know who's coming, how many people. I was like, I think she said like 60. And I was like thinking about how big the medium pizza was. I know I can knock out 1 by myself if I wanted to. I've seen you do it on several occasions.
Don't do that.
It was meat day.
You put my business out there.
And then so I said, shit, let me get 20 of them bitches.
Overcount. Because yeah, I seen like 9 boxes left.
So I got, yeah, so I got 20. He's like, what do you want on them? I was like, damn, 2. I didn't know what to put, so I was like, man, just put pepperoni sausage on all them shits. He was like, all right, fine. I'll be there half an hour. That didn't sound right to me, because they definitely took an hour and some change. And so I get there. We had someone that was bringing the big pan of salt and pepper wings from Royal Mandarin. And so she was like, why you get so many pizzas? Like, you know we got wings. And I was like, man, I was in panic mode. So the pizza finally show up. And I'm like, all right, cool. Go ahead, knock it out. Get as much as you want. And then ants started coming in. They started attacking, like, the majority of our cupcakes, some of the pizzas. And even at the end of the day, we still had, like, 7 pizzas left. So, you know, I was hot. Because now I had it. Because I wasn't going to just throw that shit away. So I gave a few away to family. Then I had leftover pizza for, like, 2 days. That's honestly where I thought the abdominal pain was coming from, because I was like, yo, you've been doing too much.
All that cheese,
you
man.
You usually better than this. But yeah, but all in all, like, man, too much stuff. Y'all got this motherfucker too much stuff. Y'all must have had some COVID paper stacked up, because y'all was getting them the full back, like full weeks of clothes. Not just like 1 little outfit or whatever. And then they've been, you know, opening shit all day, all week. But just hosting it, because, you know, now I'm hosting parties, and now you can't just post up, right? You gotta mingle, you gotta do this and that.
Yeah,
I got
always,
people telling
always.
Me they mad at me because they didn't see me or they didn't see me off. And I'm like, yo, but I'm like, I was out here early. I tried to get to everybody. I posted up for a minute. Then I got sent back to the house to get a knife and back here. Now I got to show the house. And then so that brings tension. Like, oh,
so you're playing hoes.
Yeah, man, I hate playing hoes. That would have been a great party to just show up and not have no responsibilities. But, you know, obviously everybody was there. And the thing is, Zeke ain't got no friends. He don't like people.
He don't.
He was posted up by himself the whole time.
He was trying to run away from everybody the whole time we was out there.
I know y'all don't want to see me. Y'all came here to say hi to my dad, so get out my face.
Let's jump into some substance then. You good?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, make sure I jump into some substance.
Yeah, he was trying to cut me off.
Who?
You wasn't even paying attention.
I was paying attention to the whole story.
I know what you was looking at.
I was looking at you. Don't do that. She might listen.
It's only audio, though. There's no visuals going around.
There we go. There we go. There we go. All right. We're going to jump into Read 'em and Weep. Since it's Pride Month, I want to make sure that we represent our people well. Well, I don't know if this is going to be well or not, but we'll find out. I'm a gay man who has been in an on-again, off-again relationship for 3 years. My partner still lives at home with his mother. He has never left the home. Aside from a four-month period when he and his mom weren't getting along, my issue is, aside from never fully committing, my partner Damien... Oh, he messed with a Negro. Let me go ahead. My partner Damien seems to always find a way to abandon me when I hit a rough patch. I lose my job and I'm low on money. He yells at me and leaves. He manages to not return until I'm back on my feet. When the coronavirus hit and I had all my bills paid but nothing to eat, I finally had to say, hey, can you get me something? We go to a burger place, the line's long, and he complains about the wait. We leave, and we go to my place to hang out. Then he leaves and calls me and talks about what he's going to eat. I hang up. Before, when I was homeless, he never offered any help, even though he doesn't have a place of his own. If I say, hey, I know you really guarded with your money, he becomes enraged. And when he hears about my difficulties, he talks down to me and mocks my situation I'm in. He attributes his never leaving home to his family helping him and caring about him. The fact that I'm not in the situation implies my family doesn't care. Can you help?
I'm not going to lie.
I caught
most of it because I didn't have no headphones on. But it sounds super toxic, though.
So basically what he's saying is that he's dating this guy. And the guy has pretty much had issues in regards to his situation and talking shit about him and whatnot.
Sounds like he comes around more when it's more convenient.
Yeah, when it's convenient for him.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's talk about convenient people then. So in regards to convenient people, how do you feel about that said situation?
I mean, I'm sure I've been a convenient person for somebody.
Have you been convenient in a relationship? Only coming around when somebody actually needs something?
Oh, yeah. I think the majority of people are out here, you know, they try to take advantage of people or certain people
right. In
one way or another. And so, you know, like, for instance, like, I got people that only hit me when they in trouble or they need something or they need a quick little loan.
Don't hear from them for a long time,
though. Little turner. Yeah, yeah. That's just how it is. But they've already showed their card, so I know when that phone rang, I know exactly what it's about.
You know what I mean?
So just learn to deal with it, but... I'm sure I've been convenient. I was thinking more of long relationships.
But in a relationship.
Yeah, I wouldn't say an actual relationship, but I know I've been convenient to women. I know I've had women that were convenient to me. And, you know, but I never lied about nothing.
At the same token, I guess I'm looking at it from a lens of, like, I'm always willing to lend a helping hand to people if they need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, when I look at it this way, there's people that I have a soft spot for, you know what I mean? And I'm willing to help them out whenever they need help or whatever it may be. And so, I guess, like, in this situation, like, being in a relationship, it's how much are you willing to give? How much are you willing to give that is becoming an issue for you? You know what I mean?
And that's why it's a case by case or, like, relationship by relationship. So I'm going to be willing to do a lot more for you
right.
than I am for a lot of other people, because I know, one, you would do the same for me. You have done the same for me. And two, like, I know where your heart is.
Yeah.
And I know what you want. So it's like, I usually don't say no to a lot of people, but what they can get from me is only going to extend so far.
What does it look like if your wife has something to say, like, otherwise of you helping?
She's told me no a few times, but again, they're like, oh, well, it's up to you because they're asking you this, this, and that. But, like, for instance, yesterday's, someone in her family had hit her up asking for like a little week, a week long loan.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's up to him. And she's just like, nah, I feel bad. Like, you got me out here asking my husband, given that it's her family. And now I got to deal with how wild y'all be acting sometimes. And I got to be at your neck about this, this, and that. So she left it up to me. And then I just judge it based on the track record. Okay, well, they paid me back before, so I'll give it another shot. And then I'll give people that chance to do me wrong. And then that'll be the end of it.
Yeah, it's hard, man. Like, and if I'm looking at it in a relationship sense, in regards to like what this gentleman is talking about, it sounds like he's involved with this person, and this person is only willing to be around when things is up, right? Because like when you down, you down. And I'm not gonna lie, like sometimes that energy is toxic. You know what I mean? When you look at it for what it is. Yeah,
the part of the story I heard, it all sounded toxic.
Yeah, like the person only wants to be around when it's convenient for them. And I guess like looking at it like full circle, it's like, yo, like what's gonna be best for you moving forward? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also like where you're at. Like if this relationship is weighing heavy on you, then it's not something that's gonna be beneficial for you. You out here looking around like you in jail right now. You got hey, you
know? Like I said, if people been out here for a minute, the Hennessy is probably hitting a little harder.
Yeah.
I need to make sure, because people can recognize me before they recognize you.
Yeah, yeah.
If they know both
this
of us.
This is your black Tennessee skin kicking in right now.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I know where I'm at. I know how shit can go left at any moment, and it wouldn't be the first time. But you know, my family here, so I just need to make sure we good.
And make sure that the whole team is living all right. I ain't mad at you, man. Go ahead and live your best life, bro. All right, man. Let's go ahead and kick it off into something else. We'll get into random shit to fill in time, man. Let's get into
that. Hey, given it's about to be Father's Day tomorrow.
There we go. So you're in your back. Father's Day is tomorrow.
Yeah, so let's talk about
that. Which was yesterday by the time we released this episode.
Yeah, let's talk about that. That child support shit I sent you.
All right, lay out the blueprints real quick.
So my man had his final child support payment.
That's a big time. That's a big deal.
So in order to celebrate himself, he rented a trailer, a tiny trailer. He pulled up to his ex's lawn and dumped 80,000 pennies on that shit and drove off and said, peace. And then, you know, it did turn out good because I'm sure he felt good about it. And then, like, you know, his daughter was upset, but they ended up picking up all 80,000 pennies and they donated it to some shelter. So some good came from it.
Right.
Because at first, when I saw the headline.
What is 80,000 pennies in?
$800.
800. Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
That's a lot of picking up, though. And I know, like, at first when I saw the headline, I was like, oh, that's fire. I would do some shit like that. Just throw a roll of quarters at you. But then, like, oh, you know. Got to upset the family.
Right.
So what would you do? I mean, you got a young daughter. If something, God forbid, were to happen, that's a lot of payments, bro.
As a father, in theme of Father's Day, and we actually recently talked about this week, I would pay the money with child support with no problem. Now, my only request would be for there not to be any court involvement. Like, whatever we have, like, let's leave the court out of it. Because you got to pay, a $400 filing fee and whatnot just to get that started off the gate.
Yeah,
and then if there's any problems, you got to keep paying that fee when you go back into court. A lot of people don't know that. So every time you go in front of the judge, you got to pay legal fees.
And just putting, you know, to the women out there that are in that situation, just, like, give it a shot. Like, if they out there, they a good dad. You know, they break you off when they can. Because a lot of times it happens when maybe he's inconsistent with his income. But if the kid always got what they need and, like, he pull up, make an effort, do the time and stuff like that, like, that paperwork just hit different. And it puts a strain on just everything, the mental, the physical, the financial, you know what I mean? Like, to where that's going to affect you as a father and as a co-parent.
Yeah.
To where it's like, but yeah, I felt like the notion of that final child support payment would be, like, super, obviously, well, maybe not obviously, but, like, if we good, like, this ain't gonna be the last time you get some money out of me. But just the fact that, oh, your mom put me on paperwork, she gotta work for it now for that last payment. You pick these pennies up, all them Lincolns.
Yeah, I mean, if I made it to my final payment, I'd be excited about it. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Let's say if bro started at 5 and he did 13 years worth of payments, like, that's a big, big deal.
That's what I'm saying. And if someone who had to pay for some shit and change before, not by choice, Like, I know how demeaning that can feel now, when you pull up to Jack in the Box, and not even like the counter, but the drive-through where if some shit fall on the, underneath the car, you got to get out because they only gonna accept the exact change.
But to push it in perspective, get rich or die trying. 50, he said he would take nickels, pennies, dimes, whatever you had, because money is money.
Oh no, I'll take the money.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the money.
I'm just saying, like, as someone who is shameless enough to pay people in change, I know how demeaning that can feel sometimes. I just got over it and was like, well, if we pay for the same burrito, you know what I mean?
Any Father's Day.
And nowadays, there's a coin shortage. COVID brought on the coin shortage. So now they're looking for change.
Everybody holding on to their money.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, as a father, any Father's Day plans that you have?
So last year, nothing was really open at this time.
Right.
And, you know, we was dealing with...
It would happen on Father's Day, because I feel like Mother's Day was open last year.
Yeah. it wasn't. But, Father's Day, I took them out for ice cream, and I felt like I was going to start that in, like, a little tradition, because it's easy. Two, I love ice cream, but I ain't never really going to buy it for myself, because I know I'm just going to keep eating it. And I'm always looking for a reason to get some ice cream. So I was like, even though, you know, it's like, oh, they should be doing something for you, it's like, nah, I'm going to take them out for ice cream, because that's just... who I am.
Right.
What about you?
We're gonna go eat. So by the time y'all hear this, we've already eaten at Bamboo Sushi in Grossmont, and I got my whole family coming now, so it's pretty dope. My boss hit me. She was like, "Yo, like, what should I get my dad for Father's Day?" And I guess Father's Day is, you know, like getting gifts and stuff like that's a tough thing. Hold up, real quick.
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, we back.
That bathroom is a real disgrace to the bottom of my J's.
But you know what? The access was great.
But you know what, though? Judging by that little walk, I'm going to keep looking around because there's some legit killers here.
Oh, you recognize somebody?
I'm in good standing, so I'm okay. But you never know.
Nah, I'm not out here in these streets thugging. But I'll tell you what, they was out here last year, man, so it's a good time. But what I was talking to you about was Father's Day gifts. So how many Father's Day have you had?
18, 19, 20.
So this will be your third one.
Your fourth. Yeah.
What are the best gifts? Because when I've talked to women, they've had a difficult time with finding appropriate Father's Day gifts for men. So if you were like my boss came to me and she asked me for my thoughts in regards to like what to buy her father. If you were gonna refer that to somebody, maybe in their mid-30s and their father's like in their 60s, what would you do?
I mean, I know how hard it is to shop for me because I don't ever want nothing.
Right.
And I know
that's the typical thing about men.
Yeah, that's like, a lot of the case. Like, hey, well, you know, and you know that the what's the cliche
provider
shit
problems.
Is like a tie, shit like that. But you know, times are different now. I just feel like, you know, the shit that you like, you know, take them out to eat, do whatever. Like, my kids got me. I opened my shit when I got home because she didn't think I was gonna make it tomorrow. I got home and she had a, she got me some clothes. She got me these. She got me some clothes.
So clothes for men is like the number one thing that you can look for.
Nah, because I don't think I want. She just knows there's certain things that. Because what she's trying to do is revamp my wardrobe and treat it as gifts. But then she got me.
You got the Jordan 11s on your feet right now. You're a different guy.
That's why I didn't want to walk into that bathroom for a second time. But they got me this book. Yeah, it looks fucking. I wish I had. I wish it could be the cover art.
My man.
But it's like a customized book of me, G, and Zeke on the book. But obviously it's me, but it's like a cartoon version of me and the kids.
Yeah.
And they got me looking. I wouldn't say crazy. The cartoon probably look better than I do in real life. But the kids look crazy.
Right.
And it's just little stories about us doing stuff together. It's pretty legit.
You know,
it's heartfelt.
And like when I'm thinking about it, like for men, like I always think of like belts, dress pants, shirts, hats.
He stay with a big one now, don't he?
Yeah.
My bad. Inside joke.
Live and direct. But I'm thinking like pants, dress pants, shirts, hats. You know, as a father, like me, like I'm the provider in my family. So I guess like this question is better suited for somebody.
Don't disrespect your girl's paycheck.
I'm not gonna disrespect her like that, but I'm just the provider in our family. So she asked me, like, yo, what do you want? And for me, it's like, yo, like I got everything I need. Anything that I want throughout the year, I'm going to find out a way to get it. Am right. I wrong?
No, yeah. Nora's like, oh, like, I can't buy you nothing because anything you actually do want, you just go get.
Right. Easy.
Yeah. So, like, if you try to surprise me with, like, a concert ticket to or a festival or something like that, I probably already had it on the presale.
What I'm guessing is the best way to do this is, like, don't tell men what you want. Like, don't ask them, like, what they want. Just bring it. Because at the end of the day, we're going to accept it for whatever it is.
No, yeah. What I got today was super dope. I was happy with all the difference. She got me basically summer ready. She got me some more shorts and tanks and stuff like that. And then the book stuff from the kids. And the kids, like, I don't know what they was trying to write, but they was writing something on some paper. And, you know, shit that you put on the fridge.
Yeah, that's the like the best way to look at it from that like trend. Listen, there's way too many people out here.
I feel you, man. Look, at the end of the day, all I want is some ice cream, so I'm gonna go get some ice cream.
You gonna run into some wild stuff out here. I'm gonna tell you that right now. There's a whole group of them right behind us. It's crazy.
I'm gonna wait. I'm trying to peep all the angles because you know they watching us watch.
Yeah. Easily. And I'm not trying to be like in the middle of all that, but it is. Speaking of which. We talked about some stuff, last week?
Yeah.
What is, to you, in your opinion, what is real love? Because we out here with real a plethora love. Of women. We out here with a plethora of men. I hope everybody finds somebody or whatever. But what constitutes as real love to you?
Because we were talking about, I'm looking at right
talking,
now.
But I know, exactly. But we were talking about, like, the honeymoon stage, right? The honeymoon stage is completely different from, like, the real shit. Like, to me, real love is like, look. In my opinion, we going half on something, right?
Yeah.
So we either going half on rent, we going half on the bills, whatever it may be. Like, you bringing something to the table. That's just like that's my definition of real love. Like, two people working together to achieve a goal.
I would say.
But that's me. But what is it for you?
Taking the best of me, but also loving the worst of me. Maybe not loving the worst of me, but loving the best of me, but accepting the worst of me.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I mean, so all of
the what are the bad parts about you?
About me?
Yeah, about you.
having a long pause is crazy because it makes it sound like I'm perfect. But shit, she right here. If you want to ask her.
Nah, I want to hear you. I want to hear from you.
I think. Let's see. I can be too tunnel vision sometimes to where I'm not always in the moment.
Yeah.
Or like doing a bunch of stuff and living the life we should probably do. I probably stress too much.
Yeah. About things that probably won't be like up their radar.
No. I think the shit I stress about be real, but I think a lot of times I get so stuck in tomorrow that I forget about today on a lot of days.
Yeah.
I would say my memory and communication get me in trouble a lot.
Okay.
But that might just be a regular dude thing.
Yeah.
But me specifically. You know, just men, a lot of times we do dumb shit sometimes.
You know, like in the back of my mind I'm thinking like for me, I like to test people's buttons. You know what I mean? Like I be playing. It be for fun. But at the same token, like, if you're going to be with me, like, I'm going to test your buttons. And my fiance right now, like, she's really good
at, Can I get one of the buttons? Let's turn up real quick.
No, you test my buttons sometimes.
No, I'm talking about for her. What grinds her gears?
I think the randomness. Like I pretend all the time. Like, if, like, my phone rings, I pretend like it's a woman sometimes.
Okay.
That's sick.
Oh, so you just try to get cut.
Yeah.
It's a different type of playing around.
I'm with my family right now, but it'd be my mom's or something. You know what I mean? Something crazy like that.
I'm with my family right now. It's crazy.
I'm with my family. But those are the
things. Oh, yeah, because that sounds real, like.
It sounds nuts, but, like, I want to know, like, where she's at. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and so for me, real love, like, to get back on topic, is someone who accepts me for me. Like, she knows, like, I'm going to play jokes. I'm going to be funny. I'm going to do the whole shebang. You know what I mean? And so, like, for me, like, she accepts me. Now, the fake shit is, like, that whole, like, that pit in your stomach that you feel, like, when you be, like, happy with someone.
That's a different feeling I got right now.
That's a great.
It's definitely a pit in my stomach right now.
Completely different from
Galstones.
You
talking about, like, the butterflies.
But I'm talking about the butterflies. Like, the butterflies is cool in the beginning, but the real shit kick in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, the rinse due.
Butterflies out the window.
No, yeah, yeah.
Do I want to be here with you? That's why you got to get through that new couple cuteness shit we was talking about.
And I look at it, and once you get over that, that's when like shit gets like a lot better.
It's kind of having like post-nut clarity. You know what that is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what that
is. It's the most clearest you're going to think. That 5 minutes after is the clearest you're going to think.
That's
so
the best.
So you roll over. Do I still like you? That's a start. That's a start.
Oh, you're getting into man logic right now.
Yeah.
Man logic that does rest in that like type of ordeal. Is this past sex for me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do I want to like, oh, are you staying the night? Or am I staying the night? Or did I already lie to you and say I had to meet my mom for breakfast at 7 in the morning? Or I had a prior obligation?
Yeah.
Can I stand to look at you in the light? Are you okay with the breakfast?
I heard something once from Little Brother. I was going to say Big Brother, and it's not Big Brother. It's Little Brother, which is a woman's love is love, and then a man's love is life. Right? So we like the things that come with life. You know what I mean? Like, you like to see your hard work, like hanging out with people, making money, whatever it is, to be able to enjoy your time. And a woman's love is more so about enjoying the time with the person that they're with, like that type of quality time. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we're looking at, right? So, like, for me, as a man, what I love the most is looking at my hard work kind of like blossom. Like, just even like where we at right now, we got a tent, we pitching out music in the back, we got Usher playing and stuff like that. With that being said, like, this is based off of like our works. You know what I mean?
I'm
to be
sure.
able to like have fun and like hang out and shit like that.
Or even when you had like your housewarming or some type of event at your house, and you have people over at something that you help obtain, and you know, everyone's having a good time, it's all love, and then you just looking around like, oh, I kind of made this possible.
Exactly.
And so you can enjoy that moment a lot better.
And that's a man's love is life type thing. Like, yo, like, I love the life that I'm able to afford to provide. And I'm on this kick. I've been on this kick for like 2 months now where it's like, listen, women, y'all got to stop getting y'all experiences and stuff like that about men from other women. I'm going to give you the real. I'm going to tell you what men actually enjoy. And what men actually enjoy is like seeing their hard work like in play. Like being able to know that like, yo, I work 40 hours this week and we able to enjoy life for like what it is.
Yeah.
That's the beauty
of
it.
You worked overtime to buy that extra case of White Claw.
Exactly. All right, here we go. We're going to spice things up real quick. Hold on, let me get the clap in there.
Like, hey, so her button, if I'm like, all right, I need to go there.
Yeah.
I tell her to calm down every time.
Does she calm? That's
no.
The question.
But she going to tell me she is.
But that's real love because she accepts you for who you are.
No, at that point, she want to cut me.
Well,
but when she takes my
queen?
Advice, she's just like, oh. It's kind of like, you know, when they know too much about you, so they know how to hit your button.
Exactly.
Yeah, so she'll say something like, oh, that's why your mommy never loved you. Just because she wants to cut to the point.
Ouch. Shout out to Quick in the background.
All I got to say is calm down, and we there.
All right, my question to you is, all right, here we go. We getting there. Let's say you with your wife right now, right?
I am.
The two kids that you have, they're not your kids. They're her kids.
Okay.
How would you go about loving your wife as she has her own children and maybe a baby dad that's in the picture?
See, that's weird because I feel like at the time, at the place where I was in life, when we got together, I was still on that like, nah, no kids. But I feel like if you in your 30s and you still out here, like out here, it's probably slim pickings. So you gonna have to accept dating somebody that has children, most likely. And in that case, I mean, you know, in the situation I'm in now.
Come back.
In the situation I'm in now, I'm loving a child that's not mine.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, if I love her and
how would you go about it in a situation of like having a disagreement or whatnot?
What, I'm like child rearing, even though they're not my kids? Well,
yeah, yeah. I'm just saying say they got problems with their baby dad, how would you go about having that conversation like about how to maneuver?
I mean, it depends.
Let me insert here. A lot of men like to avoid that situation because there's problems that come afoot. So with that being said is like my question to you is like if you was a stepdad, how would you go about that situation?
I mean, obviously you can speak to this better than I can, but it really depends.
Throw me out there.
It really depends on Like, obviously, okay, is there beef between y'all? Like, obviously, I'm going to support you, but at the same time, like, that's not my business.
Mm.
And, like, he's a whole man himself, and assuming he's moving somewhat correctly, I'm assuming y'all didn't work out for a reason, so I'm assuming if y'all get together in any capacity, y'all probably still going to have tension or arguments or not seeing eye to eye about stuff. But as long as y'all can argue civilly, that's, you know, then it's like, it's not like I need to step in on some like, oh, you need me to go handle him real quick? You need me to do this and that? Now, obviously, if it gets to a point where, like, there's some other shit going on, you know, maybe we can cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking, like, if y'all have disagreements about the kid, like, obviously, if he's that involved as a father, like, you need to let him be involved.
Mm.
And being, even if we're together, even parents that stay together, you're going to have disagreements about kids.
Right.
So obviously, if y'all apart, y'all gonna have more of a reason to have disagreements. So you just have to let the adults do adult stuff, and hopefully, everybody in the situation can be adults about that.
You know, like the way I'm looking at it too, like in my perspective, like you said it, like the other way I look at it is like I did get involved with a woman that, you know, had kids prior to me getting involved, and so with that being said, the number one thing is coming from a place of understanding. You know, understanding that, like you said, like that situation is outside of me. But if my man crosses the line, disrespect is number one on my list. Don't disrespect her. Just because, like, you feel like, you know, you upset about something, don't disrespect her. I want to meet you. I want to know what your situation is. And, like, and all those things I think are important so that you can be able to move forward in that said relationship. Some of the things that we've been dealing with right now is, like, you know, going half on events and stuff like that. Like, his family come up, my family come up, or whatever. And it's like, bro, just don't be weird.
Yeah,
like,
y'all, y'all can be a blended family and everybody coexist.
And we can be cordial about the situation without having any issues and whatnot. You know, so, like, those are the things that, like, I look at the most, like coming through, is just making sure that we all good, man. So, that's big, man. I guess... If you're dating a woman with kids and stuff like that, just make sure you're dating somebody that's like in their right mind frame, man, and they're able to support you. Okay, so we ready now. The man, the myth, and the legend. Just make sure the mic is cool. So we good? It's right here in the front, brother.
Can you hear me?
There you go.
It's right in the front.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
All right, man. So we got my man Ali Tay in the building. Ali Tay, tell us a little bit about where we at right now. Hold up. Make sure I get all my themes together real quick. I'm gonna get it all right. Hold up. Whatever, it's gonna work the way it is gonna work. So many cell phones out here, man. It take forever for my shit to load right now.
Yeah, I'll load it up.
Nah, it's all good, man. Here we go. Let's see, is it working here? And it's not. We're gonna be all right. So tell us where we at right now and how this all got started, Ali Tay.
I'll start from the beginning. So. I'll take it back to 2010. I never heard of Juneteenth. I graduated high school class 2009, right?
Yeah.
Never heard of Juneteenth.
Where'd you go to high school at?
I went to Madison.
He went to Madison.
So of course you're not gonna hear it.
Dago legend.
So I go to college, go to CSUN, and I took Pan African Studies.
Yeah.
In 2010.
We talking about CSUN as in Northridge.
Cal State Northridge.
So you went to Northridge?
Yes.
I never knew that.
Yes.
That's new information to me.
Yeah, definitely.
Salute to you.
And, I didn't finish, but it's okay. I went to Northridge, though. And I took Pan-African Studies, man, and I learned about Juneteenth in class. And from that moment on, I was low-key not just upset with us as people, but I was just like, why haven't I heard anything about a Juneteenth celebration?
Yeah. But that's not necessarily y'all fault. That's the system's fault.
Yes, true. You're right. But I took it to Facebook, you know, like in 2011, like, let's celebrate Juneteenth.
Man of action.
I didn't get any likes.
Oh, man.
You know?
Mm. But maybe because a lot of people like you didn't understand what it was.
Exactly. I didn't even know what it meant at the time. And I'm still, to this day, learning about it.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I continue to keep the conversation alive, right? And last year with COVID and everything, I had a conversation with my boy, man. I told him, man, I've been wanting to throw a Juneteenth celebration for the longest. But I told him I'll probably wait till 2021 when COVID is over with, right? He said, no, we got to take advantage of this the unity that we had at the moment due to George Floyd.
It was hot back then.
I hate that we united due to that. We should unite on our own basis. But we really kind of united as people a lot better after the George Floyd incident. And I want to take advantage of that, you know, that leverage we had as people. And I created like a flyer on Instagram and said, Juneteenth celebration. Let's get it going.
Yeah.
And, man, it was hitting.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. The response I got was crazy. And
so
I
walk us through the
that.
Process, like how that all worked out, like when you put the flyers together so and like people showing up.
I created a terrible flyer.
But it worked.
But it worked. And then I realized, like, wow, the feedback was so crazy. I had to reach out to my homegirl, Paulina, and she created me like a professional flyer. And once I posted that, it was like 2 weeks before Juneteenth. Yeah. All we had was 2 weeks.
The 2 weeks. That's all you need. But everybody in the house, too, though. So it was perfect.
Exactly.
Though.
Everybody was home. It was perfect. Still a lot of people were scared of COVID. So, but the outcome was amazing.
Yeah.
It was nothing but love. We had, I still have people to this day thanking me for the outcome of last year because, and my dad is 62 years old. He grew up in Southeast San Diego, seen all the gang violence from South Central LA to Southeast San Diego. And, to this day, he said he had never seen nothing like last year, where the West Coast neighborhood, Fine Iron Brims, Lincoln Park, Emerald Hills, Little Africa, Skyline, O'Farrell, etc.
Yeah.
All in one location.
With no violence.
No violence. Not only no violence, they were actually mingling together.
Yeah.
And you don't see that often.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, just going to the bathroom. I'm seeing it right now. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So they were mingling together last year, and it was beautiful. And people were telling me, like, I got a superpower. And I'm super humble. I didn't put my name on a flyer last year because I don't care for credit. I don't care for any of that. I don't care for my name to be attached to it. I just want to bring my people together for a right cause. And I turned this into a San Diego tradition.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think after this year, from here on out, I don't have to promote it no more. I think everybody's going to know Juneteenth, we're going to the beach.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because, like, when you look at it for what it is, I came out here. I didn't come last year because I was afraid of COVID.
Yeah.
Right? And we had our own little get-together and everything. And so, like, when I'm looking at it from, like, what it is, like, bro, was there vendors out here last year?
Yes, there were vendors out here
last
year.
But I feel like there's even more vendors now than there probably was before because you feel like you had a black swap meet.
So this year, on paper, we had 51 vendors that volunteered. I'm not sure if there's 51, but we have a lot right now.
There's a lot. It's a whole skid row of them.
And,
I hate to say the word skid
vendors,
row.
The few vendors that we did have, they made a killing.
Yeah.
My homeboy sold tacos and made 900.
Easy.
My homeboy that sell t-shirts made over a grand. You know,
just that's rent
it
money.
Was just a lot of support. You know, and that was my vision. I wanted people to come here and promote their black businesses, black brands, and just, you know, recycle the black dollar, you know?
Let me ask you this then. What is it for those who don't know what Juneteenth is, can you explain to them what Juneteenth is based off of your education and knowledge?
So based on my education and knowledge, we've been celebrating the 4th of July for the longest, right?
America's independence.
We thought this was our Independence Day the entire time. But we weren't free.
Not at all.
We were free-ish in 1865.
Yeah, 4th of July was like 1776.
In the state of Texas. So that's the knowledge I have of Juneteenth. I have a little bit more knowledge, but I'm not going to get too deep into it. But just to narrow it down, you know, this is our actual Independence Day.
And for people that don't know, what Juneteenth celebrates is when the last slaves were actually free.
Free, exactly. Yeah.
And President Biden actually signed it as an actual federal holiday that's actually recognized. Because it's been something that we've been doing on our own without federal recognition or county recognition or whatever.
But now we got the day
for
off
a long
work.
Time. But now we got the day off of work, which is cool. I don't know how I feel about my man's over here getting a day off.
I didn't
you
get
need
it
to work.
Definitely should get the day off.
I was going to ask y'all about that.
Nah, it's cool. You got the Jordan 11 on. The Jordan 11's on. You
hey,
good.
Do you want me to go work overtime for free?
Yeah, please.
You want me to go pick some trash?
Cover
up
my shift.
I feel you, man.
So if we didn't catch you tent by tent, just hanging out and mingling with people, what is it? What does your Juneteenth look like in terms of like helping out the celebration?
Say that again.
If we didn't catch you going tent by tent, right, and hanging out with people, what's the other main thing that you do out here?
I control the music.
Okay, so this is your DJ booth that's set up
right
over
now.
Here.
Yeah. You're killing it right now.
Last year, I DJed the entire time, about a total of 10 hours on my feet.
Give this man some recognition.
I just did it for my city, man. I was out there, knees wobbling, but the vibes unmatched. And I just said, you know what? I'm a tough this out. This year, still my equipment, but I had some volunteers assist to help. And I told myself this year I'm just gonna create a playlist.
Yeah.
And just let it shuffle.
So this your playlist
this
playing
my
right?
Playlist right
you
now.
In the right bag right now?
Yeah, I'm in the bag.
He ain't missed one time.
Yeah, and I'm just letting it shuffle, man. I wanna touch all generations.
Yeah,
yeah, man, there's all generations
old and
out
new.
Here.
I want to make sure the kids can dance, and I want to make sure the older generation can dance.
I seen they had a kid. They was doing a little football game over here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, man, it's beautiful. It's a family-friendly event. Kids are here. Families are here. Grandparents are here.
We started the episode where I was talking about hosting my son's birthday. Is there any stress that goes into hosting something like this, given how big it is?
Yes.
Like, because you got to go around, mingle from 10 to 10, make sure everybody good.
Nah, I'm just mingling with my people.
Yeah.
I'm not going to check on people. I'm just mingling with my
folks. Not checking, but you know what I mean? Like, like the obligation, can't just post it up. I got to make sure I'm always on the move.
That was last year. This year, there's a lot less stress.
Yeah, okay.
So what have you delegated off? Like what have you like passed on to somebody else to like get the work done for you?
So last year I used my own speakers, my DJ booth, my DJ equipment. I supplied a lot of food for people.
Yeah.
I reached out to vendors and donors.
Yeah.
I did everything pretty much. This year there was a lot of volunteers. So this year I did not have to bring my DJ equipment. I brought a partial of it, the generator.
That generator is a big deal.
That's the reason why we're
that's our generator right there on
are
the floor.
Because we seen you at the Soul Swap meet a couple weeks ago. Is there anybody that's affiliated with them that's out here today?
No.
No? Okay. No. So
then there's a bunch of black entrepreneurs out here.
People that just wanted to just collaborate.
Okay.
And honestly, they wanted to not only promote what they had going, but I told them I'm with that. I don't care for credit notoriety. I'm a true San Diegan. I'm a real San Diego native, so they know me out here. And I would love to see other people flourish.
Yeah.
I had other DJs that volunteered to DJ. If they want to, they can spin. They can build up their name and their brand. I'm all about that, you know? Yeah, so that's where we're
at. I mean, we out here.
Yeah, we out here.
And that's what I wanted to see, you know?
Yeah.
And the question is, I guess, from you is, like, based off of doing all of this work, have there been any opportunities for you to come out as a DJ or come out as an organizer, like, since the first one that you put together?
Yeah.
Like, what opportunities have been opened up for you?
So, Juneteenth last year opened up a lot of opportunities. So, after I DJed Juneteenth, it was basically my first time really just DJing for 1,000 people, basically.
Stop right there. How'd you get into DJing? How did you get into DJing?
Quarantine.
Oh, so this all started like within the last 2 years.
Facts.
Like getting into your bag.
And even
and
then, if he DJed, that was Juneteenth was early in quarantine.
And I did
so
it without real DJ equipment.
Yeah.
So, honestly, those that know me, I've always been known for the guy with the playlist.
Yeah.
Right.
I've always had
you
my
the guy
iPod.
With the ox.
You got Easy and Serato.
And I'm like, man, I used to get invited to so many parties where it's like, man, bring your ox. Do y'all want me here or do y'all want my playlist?
Hey.
So, man, I had surgery on my shoulder. I had a tore on my labrum. And I had surgery January of 2018.
Yeah.
And that's the year COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
No, 2019. And that's the year COVID hit. No, that was 2020, right?
Yeah but in,
I'm sorry.
But November and December, it was already in China and whatnot, then it made
okay,
its way
but when
here.
Did the lockdown hit? March, right?
March, yeah. Right when the NBA playoffs or
March
like
2020,
NBA season,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I had
Rudy
surgery.
Rudy Gobert is the best way to...
I had surgery January 2020.
Yeah.
So I went from basically one lockdown to the next. So as soon as I got my sling off and I'm thinking I'm free, COVID hit. So I would spend a lot of time at home, and I wanted to come out of this COVID with something I enjoy other than just working.
Right, right.
You know, and so I went and bought the DJ equipment. Just took a risk, bought it. Spent over like $3,000 on it.
Yeah.
Hopped on YouTube, taught myself.
It's an investment.
Yeah, investment. I made that money back already.
Yeah. Shout out to my man.
We saw a lot of people pick up new stuff during quarantine.
Taught myself, and then I reached out to DJ Artistic. Thank him so much. He taught me the basics, and I just ran with it. I still have a lot to learn.
Oh yeah, you still fresh.
But when I'm still fresh. Yeah, but what I'm doing right now is getting a job done. But I know I need to progress. But
because you got the most important piece, which is the actual playlist.
Exactly.
You can get all that other stuff.
Yeah,
as
I
you
get
go.
That stuff later.
So what doors have opened up for you recently? Then
say that again.
Like what doors have opened up for you recently?
I've been DJing at Flux thanks to my boy Tony.
That's a
Jackson.
Big. That's a big. Hey, shout out to Tony. That's another another gentleman I know.
Tony has been working in the industry for years, and he had the opportunity to allow me to host a brunch that DJ a host that he hosts.
Yeah,
and he just called me one day. It's like, hey, you ready? I said, no.
It's like throwing you in the pool, though.
But he threw me in the game, man. And sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah.
And he threw me in the game. My laptop died.
Oh, man.
My first time. Dashay, shout out to Dashay. She saved me.
Yeah, shout out to Dashay.
But it died because of Flux. The aux didn't work in there. I mean, the cord didn't work. So yeah. I had it in a dead plug. I found a new plug. And I rocked it just based on my playlist. I rocked it. My transition wasn't smooth. I just rocked it on my playlist, man. And I went home, practiced, got my transitions a lot better, and it's been real good, man. I've been doing it once a month there. I'm DJing an All That party, a throwback party on Saturday at the rooftop.
What day is that?
Saturday the 26th. Okay. June 26th.
So June
26th. I've DJed two weddings so far. I have two more this year.
And I also called you up for a birthday party. So my man has just been staying busy.
And you helped me out a lot with that.
I appreciate that, man.
Because they tipped me a lot. I want to thank my Caucasians.
Hell, man.
They tip well.
White dollar count, too.
I only charged $300 and I made $800 when I left.
And that's good, bro. I mean, the biggest thing is, like, looking at I got that based off of your Juneteenth, like, celebration.
Yeah.
I had no idea this was, like, your first event, like, thrown together. And I mean, it brings together like a bunch of stuff that's going on, man. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yo, I'm just happy to help my people out.
Yeah.
And from one man coming to another, like, I love the Southeast.
Yeah, facts. I love it.
As many people may be afraid to do events and, like, you know, go around in the Southeast and stuff like that, you never shy away from it.
Never.
You know what I mean? And so, like, to me, it's just great for you to bring out all 7% of us, because it ain't a lot of us out here in Dago, but to bring all of us out here and to have a celebration, man.
And I want to prove something to not the world, because the world is really unaware of Southeast San Diego. I want to prove it to us. That we can come together and we can do this.
Yeah.
You know, there's been a lot of shootings lately.
Yes.
People were talking about how, cause, you know, somebody recently got killed gang violence yesterday.
At the Dave & Buster's.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a lot, that had a lot of people shook. And I told them, this is a family-friendly event. There's going to be too many kids and families here. And I just knew, like, this is a place where we can, you know, come together.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not going to allow that to stop us from doing what we do.
Right.
There's mass shootings at movie theaters, right?
All the time.
There's mass shootings at malls.
Bro, I was in Miami at the time they had a mass shooting.
Exactly, but is that stopping us from going to the movies?
No,
is that stopping us from traveling? Is that stopping us from...
It's going to happen. It's part of our society now.
Exactly.
We got to accept it and keep moving on.
So that's how I'm treating this.
Yes.
Gang violence shouldn't be a part of our society, but it happens. But let's not allow that to stop us from...
Having a good time.
Celebrating us and having a good time.
Which is great for you to have a family-friendly event for kids to come out, have a good time and stuff like that. You got a jet ski. You can hit the water and whatnot.
Jet skis. Kids are playing football, tag.
Yeah, man.
Grandmothers out here. Grandfathers.
Barbecues, bubbles.
Barbecues, beer pong. Yeah, we play beer pong, too. cornhole. We play cornhole, too.
This shit is real impressive to be as early in the game as you are on all fronts. Like, hats off to you. You know
Thank
what I mean?
You, man. I
like,
appreciate it.
And you brought people together that haven't seen each other in a long time.
A lot.
We play a game on this podcast. It's called Choices. Since we got you sitting down already, we're going to play a game called Choices.
Okay.
What we do is we give it to our listeners and let them pick the choices, and we'll let you know if you're there. But you're going to be ahead of time. So based off of your choices, we're going to see what the listeners choose based off of that.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yep.
All right, my man Les is going to read it off real quick.
I'm going to have to find, because I got, okay. Okay. Would you rather give up social media forever or have to eat the same dinner every single night?
Monday through Friday or the weekends too?
Every single night.
7 days a week.
I'm meal prep.
He's choosing the same dinner every night.
I'm choosing the same dinner because Hey. I mean, I'm not a social media fanatic or anything, but I understand that's resources.
Oh, yeah, especially doing what you're doing.
And if I can make money and get my people to do this,
yeah,
I'll suffer with the same dinner every night. I'll switch it up and make a smoothie or something on the side.
All right. Would you rather hit every single red light that you come to forever or have the slowest internet forever? I'm talking about AOL.
Oh, my God. I'll take the freeway a lot, so.
Okay.
Give me the slowest internet.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, give me the slowest internet.
All right,
no, give me the red light.
He's
I'm hopping on a 94.
There you go.
All right, for one day, would you rather be a billionaire or the president?
Billionaire.
Yeah,
any day of the week.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Money make the world go round. That's easy right there, man. All
right. I guess I got to make one of these other ones. How many more we got? Two.
Yeah.
Two more. All right. Would you rather have... that's stupid. All right. Would you rather be extremely allergic to your favorite food? Or... that don't make no sense. Would you rather be extremely allergic to your favorite food or forced to eat the food you hated the most once a week?
Extremely allergic to my favorite food.
To your favorite food? Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. I'll take some
of that. I can live without my favorite food.
Okay. That makes sense.
What are you taking in that one?
No, that makes more sense when you think about it. Like,
man, my favorite food, I don't eat it every day.
You going to force me to eat my least favorite food once a week, or I just got to eat my second favorite food from now?
Eat my second favorite food all day.
Okay, that it wasn't as hard as I thought it was when I first read it.
All day.
And I'm completely sober.
Man, my mom not here no more, so I never eat my favorite food no more because she used to make it, you know?
Hey, yeah, I feel you. All right. Would you rather be able to time travel to a certain range of time or be able to freeze time whenever you wanted to?
Oh, man.
I apologize. These whack questions. These are
long. Nah, it's tough enough. You see, he had to gear up.
I like to turn up depending on who's with us. Like,
so that time travel I can go back to?
To a certain, yeah. You can go back or forward. Now, most of black people I know, they'd rather go forward than back.
Man,
I ain't trying to go back.
Honestly, I would probably go back, man.
You got
like, I feel like
you got a specific time in mind.
This is interesting because I want to know what you're gonna pick. I know what I would go back to.
Man, I had a good, really good childhood.
Okay,
you know,
amen to that. And shout out to your moms, brother.
Yeah, I had a really good childhood, man. I'm the only homie out of all my friends that grew up with both parents, you know?
That's a blessing.
Wasn't no family matters. So don't think it was like that. But just me having both parents, everybody I know.
Yeah.
You know, I was extremely lucky.
So I'm sure a lot of your homies came to your pops or looked
advice.
At your pops.
So they came to me for advice because I learned what they didn't learn.
Right, right.
Man, you know, I had a lot of fun, man. Family functions. We I feel like we did it the best.
Okay. So it sounds like he don't want to go too far back.
Not too far, but you know, but I would love to relive a lot of my childhood moments, you know. Going forward, I mean, I don't know what I'm going forward to.
That's true.
I believe my future is bright. But there's a lot of moments I will rewind. You know, I'm not gonna lie, I will rewind a lot of moments, you know.
Nah, it means you're doing it right.
I'll start all over.
So within your lifetime is when you gonna go back though.
Yeah.
Huh?
Within your lifetime is when you're going to go back.
He's talking about early 2000s, late 90s.
I would go back to, hell no, not the 90s. If I go back to the 90s, all I'm doing is changing my barber.
Oh, yeah, you classic.
And watching Rugrats.
No, changing my barber. Because I watched The Simpsons. I was always like a dope cartoon watcher.
Yeah.
I love Simpsons and King of the Hill. Like, I love the dope cartoon.
That's the grown-up cartoon right there.
I always love them. I would change my barber if I went back to the 90s. That's it, but... maybe high school, man. You know?
If I was going to change back the time, like for me, I would go back to the 60s.
Oh, I thought you meant during my lifetime.
Just in general. It's open. I want to go back to the 60s.
The 70s.
Okay. The 70s, that's what you want to go back to.
The 60s is civil rights, and they was
that's what up. I want to see. I want to see it from like that.
I don't want to deal with that shit, because I don't think I'd be here. I think I'd have been fighting and getting killed by
I've always asked myself that question, like, how would I be in that situation and whatnot? Hey, this Hollywood right now. Hold on. It's Hollywood.
Hey, where you at?
He's a different guy right now. We out here shouting out to the people that's out here. No, I would go back to the 60s, bro, because I want to know how I would react in those set, in those said situations.
I say the 70s because it was that Afro Black Love era, and it was before the crack.
Yeah,
epidemic, that is before the crack epidemic.
I feel like the 70s was that
CIA set us up.
Man, it was that love.
Yeah,
like it was just that all around the world, though. You know, like the hippies and just every in general. Like, just felt like it was a lot of love within our culture. You know, and I look at a lot of pictures from the 70s because my dad was born in 1959, so he graduated from high school in 1977.
Yeah,
he makes him 60 right now, right?
He's
62. Okay, my dad was in 57. So damn, my dad getting old.
Yeah, so, you know, and I just heard it was a good time.
Yeah.
Like, you were able to hitchhike rides without worrying about getting kidnapped.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that, come on, man.
You didn't have them problems back then.
Yeah.
I felt like the world got a little bit of sick when, like, shit started opening up a little bit more. Yeah, yeah.
They were having a lot of raw sex, not to be rated R.
It was out here, yeah. Was
I would never. Yeah, I'm the safest motherfucker on this planet.
I ain't mad at you. But that's what's up, man. I appreciate you. Hey, listen, Ali Tay, man, I appreciate you sitting down with us, talking to us, giving them really documenting like this moment in history for you, man.
Thank you.
And I want to celebrate you. That was the whole reason why I came out here.
Thank you.
I didn't give a shit about nothing else that was out here other than highlighting all the work that you've been doing.
Thank you.
Because I tell you what, last year this time, we was all in Pacific Beach having a good time, like doing a whole little bro thing. And we was like, yo, Ali Tay got a little celebration. And I was like, yo, bro, no mask. I don't know. I don't know if I want to come outside or not.
I don't blame you. You got a family at home.
I went on your Instagram.
And you regretted it.
And I was like, yo, what the fuck am I doing? like my people out here celebrating, living by the thousands out here. And I'm like, yo, I'm inside hanging with the homies. It's like 9 of us. We're not going to be out with like 300 of us celebrating.
Over 300.
It's over 300. Easy. Easy.
Last year it was like 1,000. This year.
Yeah, the sun is still out right now. So I appreciate you, bro. This is like me
what
giving.
What time is it? 3:55?
We're looking at 4 o'clock. 3:55.
It's almost that time.
And it's popping. So I ain't gonna hold you up without any further ado, man. Go out there, kill your thing off. Like the crowd is out here killing it. But I appreciate you for coming out here, my man.
No doubt, man. Thank you, man.
My man.
Shout out to my man, Ali Tay. Grown folks right there. We out here living. Appreciate you, man. Be easy, brother. My man's first podcast, his second event. His first event was last year. He living his best life, and I ain't mad at him.
This is a lot of people for year number two.
For year number two, this is...
As someone who used to go to, like, underground hip-hop festivals and stuff like that, where it's like, I seen it from the ground up, like, it don't happen like that all the time.
No, not at all, man.
And with the type of...
Let me give my man his applause real quick.
Especially with the different types of clientele we got up in here.
And he hit a good point. There's gang members out here. There's people that you can fear out here. And I ain't got no problem with being out here and having a good time. Leontay, you going to sit down?
We got to turn up now.
Look, the mic is right here in the front. Leontay, where you from, man?
I'm from San Diego, Southeast San Diego.
Living your best life.
Yeah, man, I feel like I ain't lived in San Diego since like 2014, but last year when I saw this going down, I wished I was out here. So this year I had to come, bro, like coming down from Arizona. I've been in Arizona the last 3 years. And this is like probably the most beautiful everything I ever seen in San Diego, bro.
Yeah, man, we ain't like, never had nothing like
it's
this.
There's never been this many black people in anywhere, bro.
The closest
like
you
no,
get to this
no
is
funk, like
Martin Luther King Parade.
Yeah,
downtown.
But this is even surprising, nah, yeah, bro. Like, when I tell you, it's a million. Like it's everybody that's from everywhere is here, bro. And nobody's beefing, nobody's funking. Like
and
it's
that's
all
with
love,
Hennessy.
Like, bro, this is part of San Diego people you never see, like. Ever. You will never see, like, even when they used to have a street fair, like, it was always funky. Like, it would be cool for a little bit,
fair.
But
he
eventually it turned bad. You know what I mean? Here's like, bro, this is cool. Like, it's really black love, just black excellence. Like, this is dope.
I see a lot of Kaepernick jerseys out
especially,
here right now.
Yeah, because you've been gone. Now, there is a lot of San Diego in Arizona.
Yeah, for sure.
But still, it's nice to come home to the hometown one time.
Yeah.
Touch the city.
Yeah, this is different.
So walk me through how you ended up coming here. Just give me the.
Last year
it was
120
degrees,
and then this year when they started promoting for it, I talked to Ali Tay, and he was like, "Yeah, bro, you gotta come this year, you know, yada yada yada." And I was like, "Yeah, like true, like I wasn't gonna miss it, bro." So at my job yesterday, I was supposed to get off at 5, but at my job, they actually, in the morning, we had a morning meeting. They like, you know, this is a national holiday, and, you know, we're going to get everybody can leave at noon. So I was like, that's a bet. Like, I'm driving down to San Diego, bro, so I can come to the event. Like,
I'm not missing this.
I feel like
this.
It was supposed to happen. The stars aligned, you feel me? So I was like, bro, I'm going, like, period. So, yeah, bro, slid down yesterday, and...
How long did it take you to get here?
It was about a five-hour drive.
So my man came out here for 5 hours to
zooming.
Enjoy this.
Yeah, he was from Arizona, was
he?
It?
Was zooming.
North Phoenix.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, it's not Phoenix. North Phoenix.
Yeah, that means he was driving.
Because where he is, about 45 minutes,
I've
been
there.
And
you know people outside, so I know the 8 was probably, it had some traffic.
Yeah, straight down to 8. Yeah, straight down to 8. So, like,
people outside now, so that's straight shot.
It was definitely traffic once I got into El Cajon. And I definitely got off on, like, Mollison and, like, came to back Spring Valley way, you feel me?
Okay.
And I was going to Spring Valley, so it worked out, though, bro. I'm glad I came. This is, like I said, one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in San Diego, bro. And, like, honestly, I wouldn't have missed this for nothing.
No, yeah. I was in Temecula last year, but
I live out there.
But I ain't missing this again.
Yeah.
Whether we potting or not.
At this point, I feel like every year now I'm going to come to this, bro.
Like, I was making jokes that there are a handful of people that I seen, like, I hope they don't see me. But, you know, for the most part, I've seen a lot of people in 5, 10, 15 years, high school, college, or just the year in general. And
bro, I feel like I've seen so many people. Like I said, I haven't lived here since 2014, but I've always come back home, like, for weeks at a time. So, like, but now I feel like I haven't seen people since elementary school, bro.
Right.
Like,
high school.
From church growing up or from, like, high school. Like,
and I haven't even done a lap yet. I've stayed right here.
Yeah, the whole time.
Bro, I did a lap, bro. I swear I ran into, bro, everybody, bro.
You run into people you just – I've seen people I ain't seen in 15 years, bro. Easy.
Straight up. And didn't know nothing. Now everybody doing good. It's good to see everybody doing good, though. You know, everybody healthy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody
a lot
still
of COVID
living,
weight
fun.
Running around.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
It's a lot of cheeks sure. out.
All right. So what we gonna get into? We got a segment on here called "You Wasn't Outside."
Yeah. All right.
So I'm gonna have Leontay, my man. Leontay, where can they find you at on Instagram, real quick?
_ the humble brother _ on Instagram, and on Twitter is Mr. Live Love Laugh.
You sound like a good Twitter follow based on our pre-conversation that I had when I first got here.
Help me out real quick too, because my phone just died. Yep. So you got
the
notes.
It's only two of them.
It's only off the top of your head. All right,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it was real quick.
All right, so go ahead. We do this segment called "Shit You Wasn't Outside For."
Yeah.
Back in our day.
Yeah.
So the 90s, early 2000s. Lex gonna go ahead and give us what we need.
All right.
So what shit you wasn't outside for?
Girls Gone Wild commercials.
have I ever seen them?
No, I know you have. But I'm saying, like,
was you outside when they was out here?
So they usually came on. Means he was probably staying up.
I was
too
at the crib watching them on, like, after midnight. No cap.
So you knew what time?
That whole 30 second commercial going up.
Right. So did
somebody,
you?
I want to be there.
No. Yes. But I need to know. Did you stay up for them?
Yes.
Or you was just like,
I was definitely that kid that sit up for BET After Dark and all that. Like,
see, he was the one doing
BET,
that.
BET Uncut. Like, I was there for all that. Like,
you definitely the one that
when
had
Channel
the,
99 when it starts showing, like, the soft
the
porn.
Spice,
like,
channel,
yeah, I was
you was hitting the TV.
I was a nasty little kid,
joints.
Bro. You shouldn't. I was a disgusting kid, bro. I wasn't nothing nice, bro. I was bad. I should have got a couple more ass whoopers.
Listen,
and I got a lot of.
There wasn't a lot of black girls on those commercials.
No,
it was not.
They was out here just.
But when you did get a hold of the Booty Talk 99, it went up.
No. Okay, we about to get into it.
Go ahead, get into it.
No, because he said Booty Talk. It's the greatest movie.
It's funny because you're white.
It's the greatest. It's the greatest movie franchise of all time.
Yeah, no cap.
I'm talking Marvel.
No cap.
I'm talking Star Wars. I'm talking Booty Talk. I'm talking Heaven Hunter.
I have no argue. I have no rebuttal. I have no. I agree with you.
Hey, he talking 99, so he talking. They go up there.
Yes.
That was a time.
It's like now that's what I call
you
music.
You find your dad with a DVD back then.
No, a VHS.
Hey, that's the DVD you find in your mom's drawer or in your closet. Yeah, you're like, what's this one about?
That's what I had.
And you trying to pop in when they at work? Like, get 30 minutes in? Like,
no, I didn't have no DVD.
It's just my stories.
I had to download it on the slow internet, so it took up like 3 hours.
Mama had the DVD. She had the DVD, bro.
Greatest movie franchise of all time. Shout out to Heather Hunter.
Okay, so what else we got on there?
Vince.
Oh, you know somebody else out here?
Nope, not him.
Not Vince.
Nope,
okay.
Not the Vince I'm looking for.
What else you got
for
us?
No. Like? Shit, what were we just talking about? Booty Talk is like the white people version of Now That's What I Call Music. You know that Now That's What I Call Music? They're on like volume 150.
Yeah.
And they got all basically a playlist now.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
That's trash.
Yeah, that's like at least he told you from the heart. He ain't gonna fuck with you. He gonna tell you the truth.
That shit trash. Remember growing up, they had the what was it, Kids Bop?
Yeah. No, that's the kid version.
That's the same shit as that.
So what's your what else you got for us?
The other one just kind of led into it. It was just infomercials in general. So now a lot of time people market using Instagram, social media, the internet. But back, if you was watching, I don't know, some type of game where it came on hella late at night too, was just a random infomercial,
right?
Like OxyClean,
or
some random vacuum.
I feel like late at night, that's when they used to sell. I don't know if like at my aunt's house or my grandma's house, I spend night. If I was up late or woke up late in the middle of the night, bro, I would always see them selling jewelry on
jewelry
there,
or some real estate program.
Man, they're selling jewelry for $50. Like, bro, them earrings ain't real, bro. Like, I don't care. Y'all lying,
bro. They used to get us with like the old school music, and while is that Frankie Beverly?
Or I don't know, but they over there jamming.
That's before I let go. I think that's Frankie
Beverly.
They're
over there jamming is what they're doing.
They're out there two-stepping right
now. I'm about to get out there real soon.
They're having a great time, and I think I should go two-step.
All right, man. He's trying to get out of here.
I ain't mad at him. Go live your best life, bro.
Hey, I'm just saying.
He's trying to go slide one time.
They living out here, brother.
I said, we out here working, but we trying to play a little bit.
The thing is, this is dope, though.
Put the notes up on your phone real quick. Put the notes up. Let's get them going.
They out there hitting the electric slide.
I'm trying to get out there right now. I'm trying to hit
it. I need a drink.
He's trying to go, man. He ain't trying to.
No. He gonna sit down because we got the mic in front of him right now.
Yeah, y'all gonna do what y'all gotta do.
Let us know what the current events is before we get the fuck out of here.
Current events?
Yeah, current events. Go ahead and read
them. You put one in there?
I put one in there. It's at the bottom. Go ahead and read it off to everybody.
Hey. Oh, you talking about the baby? Okay, so.
All right, read it up. Leonce, you listening? Here we go.
I'm listening.
All right, he listening.
So a South African woman reportedly gave birth to 10 babies at one time. It's the new world record. I'm not even going to try to say her name, but the husband says that they were astonished at the, I guess they call that decuplets, because they only saw 8 babies on the ultrasound, and then when the babies was born, 10 came out. And so it was just a new world record. I didn't even put the whole thing down there, but you got the gist of it. 10 babies at one time.
How would you do with 10 kids at one time?
I'm going to tell you like this, brother.
You wouldn't be here.
You running away?
I'm going to tell you like this, brother. That's not what we doing. Okay? That's not. As beautiful kids is, bro, we'd have left 9 there.
But my man, but my man hung around when he knew 8 were coming.
Listen, okay, that's fine. At the doctor, at the hospital, before I left, we taking this one? All right, and that one too. And y'all can keep the other 8, bro.
Yeah, give a little
like
play.
Like, we're not, isn't that 8, bro? 8 kids, bro?
That's not what we on right now.
At this, all infants?
No.
Bro, none of you are sleeping. You or your wife are not sleeping.
Not at all.
You can hang that up.
As a man with one, listen, one was enough for me.
I had
me.
One. Bro, 3 years old. When she was first born, I had the night shift. Her mom had the day shift. Bro, there was no, like, it was when you sleep, I work. When I sleep, you work. And we had 8. Who's sleeping, bro?
As a man, I resonate with what he's talking about.
As much money,
but you're not sleeping anyway because you got to go out and work.
Do you know how much money you have to have 8 kids? Diapers,
that's
wipes alone.
That's a lot of EBT, man.
Diapers and wipes alone. She can't breastfeed all these kids.
That's a lot of wick.
That's a lot of wick.
She definitely doesn't have enough breast milk.
You get 2 blocks of government cheese.
She 100% has. Hey, her EBT card is fire.
I'm saying.
Hey, she has 4,000 a month on just EBT alone.
Yeah, I ain't mad at
8
you.
8 kids, 10 kids, bro. That is so, like, that's scary.
That's ridiculous at that
that's
point.
That's scary. As a man, you got some potent shit going on, brother.
Oh, easily.
You need to go to the doctor and get that taken out.
Easily.
Listen, like, as much as one shot?
Easy. As much as I want to document like the fun time that we have in here, I want to get into the fun. I want to enjoy.
No, you need to. I can
see. No, okay, it's in my eyes. I've been drinking this alcohol and stuff.
Shout out to White Claw right now.
We got 100 episodes in.
Yeah.
And
you got 100 episodes.
I haven't been this lit in maybe about 90 episodes. I want to have a good 90 episodes. Yo, I've been the sober guy the whole time that we've been doing this. And so with that be. Yeah, listen. Don't let baby.
I think the mic caught that.
I ain't even call her baby moms. That's my fiance.
That is your baby mom.
But the easiest way to put it to you is like this: this is the fucking end of the episode. We had a good time. We got a chance to talk to Ali Tay. We got a chance to talk to one of the Patriots, my man.
The mayor.
My man right here.
Appreciate you.
Leonte.
Appreciate you.
Leonte, where can they find you at one more time?
_ the humble brother _ on Instagram.
You've been reading the same shit like 3 times. Mr. Live,
Love, Laugh on Twitter.
There we go. And we'll be having a good time. Anything you got for 3 cheers? My 3 cheers, let me get the fuck out of the way, is this. I'm so excited. That's Janae Aiko right there.
Where?
Oh, wait. That's my clothes. Never mind. I'll take that back. My
fam.
My like clothes that. Do that. I know exactly who she is. I know exactly who she is.
Shout out to White Claw. You just stopped my clothes with Janae?
I thought that from the beginning.
You can't play like that. I almost knocked all this down.
I knew who she is. I'll tell you. No, no. You don't.
At that point, I
got to
shoot.
No, no.
You said no.
You don't want to shoot that one. I'll tell you the story all
night. Let us get off the mic so he can tell you.
All right. Listen, I want to give a shout out to Ali Tay. I want to give a shout out to all the black people that's out here in attendance, all the hands that prepared the food for us to be out here. I'm so excited to be out here for the Juneteenth celebration out here at Ski Beach. You'll catch us out here again next year.
Yeah.
2022. My man Lex will be in way better health.
I'm in good health now.
No, you're not. It's a mystery. We don't know what kind of health you're in now.
I'm staying.
Leonte, anything you want to leave us with before you get up out of here?
Hey, man, all I got to say is, live, love, laugh, bro.
He just with a generic white girl.
Which one of those do you do the most on Twitter, though?
Honestly, the most, it depends, bro. It depends on my mood for real. Because, like, it depends. I'm a very firm man of God, too. So, you know what I mean? You might hear me. Amen. I might post like, a lot of quotes, a lot of scripture. And then on the other side of it, you might see me post something about something. So, I mean, I'm human. You know what I'm saying? I'm human. I do, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like as long as you enjoy yourself, man, living life, not being a bad person, bro. You good, bro. You know what I mean?
Then you do what you can. Lex, anything you want to end us up with 3 cheers?
I mean, I was going to give the same shout outs that you just did, but I got to shout out the wife again just for finding parking.
Yeah.
It's the only reason
for you to celebrate black people.
Not that it's the only reason we pod this long.
It's the only reason.
Yeah. So, you know,
we'll give you an hour and a half worth of content, man. And shout out to everybody that came through. You going to lead us away with some music or you got something?
I could, but if I figure
I'm going to let you lead it away.
I can't hear.
Here we go.
No, go ahead and you just tell me. I'm not trying to do
that.
The
next event that we have, I don't know where we're going to be out at, but I tell you what, people represent more than the white people out here now.
Yes, sir.
So if you want to support Grow Folks Podcast Network,
Juneteenth,
make sure that you support us when you see us in the park near you, wherever the hell you see us at.
Black magic.
Black magic. All kind black of shit. Habits. It's just beautiful to be like out. Black habits, yes. Yes. What's my man's name that sings that song?
D Smoke.
Shout out to D Smoke, Sir's brother. There we go. Let me get my
black
credit.
Cars,
let me get my street cred
everything.
Back. So we living our best life, and I'm going to enjoy this.
I'm about to go ahead and spark this. Yeah,
you're right.
Now, baby.
I appreciate y'all for coming out. Thank you.
I'm fucked up, homie. You fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright.
It's what's making him look like that right now.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And
when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas having looking at you from the face down. I make a living even room with the face down.
Scheming,
then let me tell you about my life.
Don't worry about it.
In the twilight, but pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate poor, when they kill us dead in the street.